So here you are, you want to go to an airport, right? And you want to arrive at traffic pattern altitude. And you want to do so at the maybe the maximum possible speed, because you're paying by the minute, right, or by the hour. So here's the airport, and like maybe it's like this, and you're approaching from over here. And what you want to do is you need to be able to visualize the legs of the traffic pattern. You have to be able to do that. Any pilot has to be able to do this, has to be able to say, okay, there's the downwind, there's the crosswind if turns are like that, and see those tracks across the ground in your eye. And then know the 45 is here, right? And then you look along this path for the 45 and you'll find something, a building, you'll find a bridge, you'll find, you know, rocks or whatever you'll find, but there'll be something out there that's a couple miles or a mile from the airport that's on the 45. Now let's take our concept that we just learned and let's do this. We just wait as fast as we can go. Speed is crazy fast, as fast as we want it to go. It's not turbulent maybe. And then when that rock or that point right here appears halfway between the horizon and the cowling of the airplane, you're going to push over and go to that point and keep the speed up if you want. Manage the speed with power. And so what will happen is if you do nothing, if you didn't do anything, what would happen is you would get to that rock or that point at a really fast speed. And if you just kept going, you'd actually hit it, right? Because that's the point you're going to. So this means that if you do this technique, you will always arrive at this point at not on the ground, you'll arrive above that point at some measure. And then you can control the speed as you descend with flaps, power, whatever, so that by the time you get here, you're at the speed you want to be in the traffic pattern. And all you've done is basically held this point fixed in the windscreen at that point the whole way down. And because you can do that now, you can take anything. I take a turbo baron at 250 knots from the Sunol Pass and push it over until that point is fixed in the windscreen. I manage everything else with power. I do it with a TBM.